You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Thursday, July 22nd. We'll tell you about a historic settlement between states and American drug giants and how it's meant to help put an end to the opioid crisis. Also, life is getting shorter for Americans, but COVID-19 isn't the only thing to blame for the life expectancy changes. Plus, new plans for future Olympic Games all the way into 2032, how the audio app Clubhouse is becoming more inclusive, and which entertainers are getting the prestigious Kennedy Center honor later this year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. This week, states reached a historic settlement with the nation's three biggest opioid distributors and a pharmaceutical giant. It's worth $26 billion. The distributors are McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, and Cardinal Health. The drug maker is Johnson & Johnson. They've all been negotiating a deal for more than 2 years to get them out of thousands of lawsuits over their role in the opioid epidemic. It's a crisis that's reportedly killed more than 500,000 Americans over the last two decades. The distributors have been accused of allowing massive amounts of addictive painkillers to go into illegal channels, while Johnson & Johnson has been accused of downplaying the addiction risk when it markets opioids to doctors and patients. They have always denied the allegations, but now they say they're committed to being part of the solution. The deal would be the second largest cash settlement ever. The only one larger was the $256 billion tobacco agreement from the 1990s. As part of this latest deal, states will get $26 billion total over the next 18 years. The money is supposed to go to addiction treatment, family support, education, and more. But it still needs to get support from at least 48 states and 98% of local governments before it's official. They have a month to review the settlement and decide whether to sign on. By the way, other similar settlements are also being negotiated, including one worth $10 billion with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. It's going to be a little longer before you can host your friends or family from Mexico and Canada for a visit here in the U.S. The U.S. government extended its border restrictions for at least another month. This means all non-essential travel will have to be put on hold through August 21st at the earliest. The U.S. has renewed these restrictions every month since March of 2020, but in the past, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico have been on the same page. This time, though, Mexico doesn't have any restrictions on U.S. citizens coming in, and Canada says it's going to lift its restrictions on fully vaccinated Americans starting August 9th. This all comes as Canada makes big progress on vaccinations. It leads developing countries in its vaccination rate. About 80% of eligible Canadians have gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's compared to about 66% of eligible Americans. This is a big turnaround, since Canada actually got a late start in its vaccination efforts. Millions of Canadians were still in lockdown just a few months ago as they watched their American neighbors get their shots and return to normal life. Now, the country is seeing way fewer new COVID-19 cases each day than the U.S. The U.S. intelligence community has a new panel of experts looking into what's known as Havana Syndrome. Beginning in 2016, in Havana, Cuba, dozens of American diplomats and their support staff started reporting some bizarre things. They say they heard strange sounds, felt pulses of pressure in their heads, and had some other unusual physical sensations. Then they were left with nausea, headaches, and vertigo. In some cases, those symptoms went away. For others, they have been chronic and possibly irreversible. And in the meantime, more and more U.S. personnel have reported similar cases all around the world, like in Russia, China, and even a small number here in the U.S. And the latest cluster of cases was just reported out of Vienna, Austria. Well, a new panel is tasked with finding out what's causing these health incidents. An undercover spy from the CIA is going to be leading this task force. This same person was involved in the search for Osama bin Laden. The rest of the panel is made up of other intelligence leaders, as well as scientific and medical experts. A bipartisan infrastructure plan faced a setback on Capitol Hill. A group of Republican and Democratic senators came to an agreement on it last month. The roughly $1 trillion proposal focuses just on physical infrastructure like roads, rails, and bridges. But yesterday, every Republican in the Senate voted against it. Their issue is the bill isn't totally written yet. For now, it's just a sort of outline that Democrats put to a vote to get the legislative process moving. And Republicans say they just don't want to vote on something that's not ready. So lawmakers are back to negotiating. A more complete proposal will likely go up for another vote next week. Utility company PG&E has a new plan to stop its equipment from sparking wildfires. It's going to start burying 10,000 miles of power lines in fire-prone areas. This project is expected to cost anywhere from $15 billion to $30 billion. Because of that, a lot of PG&E customers say they're worried the company is going to start charging them more. Their electricity rates are already among the highest in the U.S. But so far, the company hasn't said how the work will be paid for. There will be public hearings before the project begins. Either way, PG&E says the changes are needed to save lives. Earlier this week, it told California officials malfunctions with one of its utility poles may have caused the so-called Dixie Fire. That wildfire is now burning through more than 140 square miles in Northern California and has forced people nearby to evacuate. PG&E equipment also sparked the 2018 campfire that destroyed the town of Paradise, California, and killed 85 people. Speaking of wildfires, more firefighters normally stationed thousands of miles away are on their way to help fight the western wildfires. Crews and equipment are coming in from places like Tennessee, Delaware, and even Australia. Much more news ahead, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, explains why she appreciates our sponsor, BetterHelp.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone, and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
American life expectancy dropped last year to its lowest level in nearly two decades. The CDC says the average lifespan in the U.S. is now about 77 years old. That's a year and a half less than it was in 2019, and the sharpest single-year drop since World War II. The decline was even worse for Black and Hispanic Americans. They now live, on average, 3 years less than they used to. Officials say COVID-19 was responsible for nearly two-thirds of the decline. Drug overdose deaths also rose by about 30% last year. Experts say it's not yet clear when the downward trend might reverse itself. Many people delayed treatments for other health issues during the height of the pandemic, so that could have a long-term impact too. The CDC says heart disease remains the top cause of death in the United States. The postponed 2020 Olympics formally kicks off tomorrow, but organizers are already looking ahead to future summer games. They announced this week that Brisbane, Australia will host the summer games in 2032. This will be the third time Australia has hosted the Olympics, but before that, we have to get through this year's summer games in Tokyo, then it's Paris in 2024 and Los Angeles in 2028. Tumblr is the latest social media platform to help users earn money from their accounts. The blogging site launched a paid subscription service this week called Post Plus. It will let writers put some of their content behind a paywall. They can choose how much they want to charge readers for access. Subscriptions could cost anywhere from $4 to $10 a month, and Tumblr will keep 5% of the profits. For now, only a handful of creators can access Post Plus, but the feature will be more widely available this fall. By the way, another social platform, Clubhouse, is becoming more inclusive. When the live audio app launched, you had to be invited by a member to access the chats. But Clubhouse dropped the invitation requirement this week, so anyone can sign up at any time. The Verge reports about 10 million people had been on a waitlist to join the app. The next class of Kennedy Center honorees was revealed this week. The people chosen for the Lifetime Achievement Awards include singer and actress Bette Midler, Motown Records creator Berry Gordy, Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels, opera singer Justino Diaz, and folk music singer Joni Mitchell. The Kennedy Center Honors recognizes artists and performers who have made a lasting contribution to American culture. Last year's ceremony was delayed several months because of the pandemic, but organizers say this year's ceremony will go back to its normal weekend in December. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, here's Erica again with a message from our sponsor, Rothy's.
You all know by now that I love Rothy's shoes. Part of the reason? Rothy's believes style is about more than just fashion. Everything they make is exceptionally comfortable, totally sustainable, and fully machine washable. Yes, machine washable. Before Rothy's, I would rarely wear some of my favorite shoes. I was too stressed that they would get dirty and ruined, so I would just save them for only the best occasions, and it was basically a waste of money. Well, not anymore. Now I can actually wear and enjoy my shoes thanks to Rothy's. Rothy's has slip-on sneakers, classic flats, sandals in an array of colors, as well as chic handbags and spacious totes. And now Rothy's newly launched men's shoes are also durable, washable, and better for the environment. And to help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Trust us, you don't want to miss it. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today.
Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. You've probably seen headlines about so-called breakthrough cases of COVID-19. That term refers to people who are fully vaccinated against the virus, but get infected anyway. And this has happened in the last week at the White House, at the Olympics, and in Major League Baseball. That may sound alarming, especially since the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19 is now the dominant strain. But health officials say the vaccines are working like they should to keep most people from getting very sick or dying from COVID-19, no matter what strain is out there. Out of the 162 million fully vaccinated Americans, more than 5,000 have ended up in the hospital or died from COVID-19. Or, in other words, less than a fraction of 1% of vaccinated people have gotten a severe case. The CDC says 99.5% of all COVID-19 deaths now are among unvaccinated people. For most vaccinated people who test positive, the symptoms are either mild or non-existent, and the symptoms typically go away faster than they would in unvaccinated people. Officials also say infected vaccinated people are less likely to pass the virus on to someone else. But more research is still being done to learn more about transmission rates and breakthrough cases in general. The government says if breakthrough cases keep going up, they might see a need for booster shots in the future. Thanks for listening and making the newsworthy part of your routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.